521, it's 900 CHML. I'm Scott Thompson. The holiday period can be an extremely difficult time for families with parents that are separated or divorced. Collaborative Practice Toronto, that's Collaborative Practice Toronto, have been prepared by a panel of child and family specialists, a group of suggestions that could possibly help you. This process is a unique out-of-court alternative for separated parents. It brings together specially trained lawyers, family and financial experts to hammer out an agreement that is equitable, passionate, compassionate, and balanced for all parties. And to tell us more about that is the chair of Collaborative Practice Toronto, Sheila Kirsch, is on the line. Hi, Sheila. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. This must be extremely difficult, not only for the families, but for you people to sort of sit in the middle of, and referee this sort of event at this time of the year.
Well, it can be difficult, but in the collaborative process, we have trained collaborative professionals. We have lawyers, we have financial professionals, and we have child and family professionals. And we work as a team together to look at the best interests of the family and the children and try to put something together in terms of a win-win resolution for the whole family so that they can move forward. And of course, they're going to be in a two homes as opposed to one home. But I think it's really important that people look at communication and flexibility within the holiday season.
How did Collaborative Practice Toronto get started? Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, it got started in Minneapolis, and then it by a fellow called Stu Webb. And then it moved to California, and then it moved up the West Coast to Vancouver, and it came to Ontario about 2000, in the year 2000.
Do you see pretty much the same issues or problems creeping up in most of these cases, or is everyone different?
Well, you know, all of it, there are some similarities, but really each family's needs and experiences are unique, and we really tried to focus on finding a solution that's unique for the family, because, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to parenting arrangements or when it comes to agreements. And I think the key is to be flexible and look at a variety of options based on what the interests of the parents are and the children, the age of the children, and also the extended family.
It's amazing how, you know, you see in some situations where these type of two-family Christmases or two-family families work very well. They've really struck a balance between, you know, how their feelings are and keeping everything stable for the kids.
Absolutely, and that's what we tried to achieve, because as I said before, I mean, you know, people are still going to maintain relationships. It's going to be a different relationship. It's going to be in two homes, but nonetheless, the focus is on the children, and we want to make sure that the children during the holidays are safe and that they're happy. And, you know, it's really important, especially with the older children, that they make sure that they feel that they've been heard, that they have a voice. Now, I'm not saying a choice. I'm saying a voice. So that it meets their needs and their wishes, as well as the interests of the parents and the extended family.
And I guess, as you mentioned in some of these points, the important thing here is not to try to recreate what once was.
Exactly. I think, you know, we look at it as taking this opportunity to invent a new holiday tradition at two homes and, you know, with maybe some different partners. And but as I said, I think it's the most important thing is really to make sure that the children are happy. One of the things that some people do is they have cameras, and of course they take pictures. So for instance, if the one Christmas is at one parent, they take pictures of it with the kids, and then they share in the memories with the other parent.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to mention that parenting pointers for the holidays on the website. My website is kirsch-law.com, and the Collaborative Practice Toronto website is collaborativepracticetoronto.com. And we have a list of a lot of different, very interesting parenting pointers for the holidays, which were prepared by our collaborative child and family specialists.
I'm guessing that most of the difficulties arise from parents just digging their heels in. How do you get around that?
Well, that's when the parenting professional comes into play. I mean, they're specialists in dealing with the emotional aspects, and clearly over the holidays there can be a lot of emotional range of emotions. Obviously, the more conflict, the higher the emotions are between the parents. And so it's very, very important that to remember that when we do these parenting plans, that they're child-focused, and really we're looking at always the best interests of the children.
All right. And once again, do you want to give those websites to us, Sheila?
Yes, it's kirsch-law.com and collaborativepracticetoronto.com. And all of our family professionals and collaboratively trained lawyers and financial professionals are listed on those websites.
Thank you, Sheila, very much for joining us. Sheila Kirsch is a family lawyer and chair of the Collaborative Practice Toronto. Thanks, Sheila.
Thank you.
It is 527.